Hi again, team. This time I'm going to talk about selecting the right meeting location. This is going to be one of the most critical decisions that you have to make for your business. It's going to be really important that you have the right location with the right atmosphere in the right place, and it's easy to get to at the right time so it's convenient. Otherwise, you're going to run into a lot of challenges with people just not wanting to be there and just not wanting to have to fight to be there or not feeling comfortable there. I'm going to go through some of the things that we found were really important in selecting the meeting locations that we're using right now here in Nashville. The first thing, as I just mentioned, is you want the same place every week or every month, depending on how you have your meeting scheduled. But you want to have a place that you can have every single time you have the meeting. That way people get into a routine. It becomes a habit. If they don't and they have to go searching on the internet or looking for their emails to find out when the next meeting is and where the next meeting is, that's going to cause a lot of hassles and people just aren't going to do that. The second thing is you want a place that you can barter to be there rather than pay for. You don't want to have to pay for a hotel room or a conference room or something like that. There are lots of places where they would benefit from you bringing people in, or more specifically, if you can find a place that would benefit from you bringing musicians in, that would be even better. I'll give some examples of those kind of places in just a second. Third thing that I look for is privacy. You want to have a place that has a private room, a place that is yours alone, that you can shut the radio off and people can feel comfortable there. You're asking people to talk about their careers and where they're at and what their struggles are, and people sometimes just don't feel comfortable doing that in a group when other people who are not part of the group can hear that. And obviously you don't want to be fighting with the radio or fighting with other groups that are going on, other things that are going on at the restaurant. So a place that has privacy is ideal. Another thing you might look for is a place that has a screen and a projector. You may have those on your own. That would be great, then you don't have to find that. But you might have a speaker who wants to show a PowerPoint, and that would be the perfect scenario if you had that projector and screen already there instead of having to lugging them in there, or instead of having to buy them or rent them, which you don't really want to get into. So that's just that's a perk, but if you can get it, it's really ideal. Definitely, if you can find a place that has internet access, that would be really important. There's a couple of reasons for that. A speaker may want to show something on the screen, show their website or their business model or something like that, a business plan, whatever it is that they're talking about, they may want to use some kind of visual aids for that. And the second reason is that you want to be able to take memberships and even meeting fees and have people pay for them with credit card right there on the spot. So if you can get a place with internet access, then you can facilitate that very simply, and that would make it easier, more convenient for your members. One other thing that you really want is good parking. You don't want to have people paying for parking if you can help it, because especially if you're going to be at a restaurant where they have to pay for a meeting fee and they have to pay for a meal, and then you're going to ask them to pay for parking on top of that, you'll lose people that way. The last thing that you want, and I alluded to it earlier, is a place that's very convenient, a place that's right off the highway, a place that people can find easily, not someplace that's hidden. That's the ideal situation. Sometimes you may have to settle for something that's inside another building, and it's just an office building that has a conference room or something. But if you can get a place that's easy to get to, that's going to be ideal for you. So here are some of the actual physical locations that can work really well for you. Restaurants can be great because obviously if they can benefit from having people there and more people there, then that's a win-win for them and for you. But there's a couple of things that you want to look for. You definitely want a place that will allow separate checks, because you don't want to have to pay one bill for everybody and then have to charge everybody separately or have them pay you separately. So a separate room, as we mentioned earlier, is also very, very critical in a restaurant, especially if you can get one that where you can't hear what's going on in the restaurant at the same time. You want a place that you can shut the radio off and it can be very quiet. You want reasonable prices. You definitely don't want to have people thinking that they have to pay $20, $30 for a meal. So something that's in the $6 to $10 range for a lunch or for a dinner, that's ideal. And then it's really great if you find a place where they don't mind if some people don't eat, if some people just have a coffee or just have a Coke or something like that, because not everybody's going to be able to afford to pay for the meeting fee, to be able to pay for the gas to get there, and then also to have a meal. So if you're looking at a restaurant, those are some things that you really want to look for. preferably you can have a place to where you get the same servers every single week and they know your routine, they know what the meeting is going to be like, and they know when they need to be done with all their cleaning dishes and things like that before the speaker starts. And for us, we videotape our meetings, and our server, she knows exactly how to work the room, so she ducks underneath the video taping so that she's not showing up on the video. Things like that. If you have the same servers, the same staff every time, that's perfect. Nightclubs can work really well. If you find a place that has music at 9 o'clock and you can go in there at 7 o'clock, it's a separate lounge, you can go in there at 7 o'clock and have your meeting, that might work really well. Some places that are public like that are really difficult if, or they're not really conducive to you charging for something where other people are allowed to go into the nightclub at the same time. So if it's a place that is open to the public before the music starts at 9 o'clock, then you might have trouble. But if they actually close it off until just before the music starts or something like that, then you could have an ideal situation. Music stores are great. They may have a room where they do clinics. The challenge that you might run into there is that some music stores don't want you to charge, but that's going to be on an individual basis. So check that out. Any kind of classroom that you can find, real estate agents often have big classrooms, especially if it's a large agency. Places like that would be ideal. Places that do sales training have large conference rooms. Any kind of school might work. You may be able to get into the local college, something like that. We had our meetings for quite a while at SAE, School of Audio Engineering, and they benefited because we were bringing musicians in who didn't know about them, and they were getting students out of it. And we got a classroom that had the projector and had the screen. It was an ideal situation. So that's another option. You might also look at places that teach lessons, teach guitar lessons or piano lessons. They may have a separate room, or they may have a studio that you can go in on a night when they don't have anything going. So those are some options that you have. Be creative. You never know what's going to be the right situation until you try it sometimes. You may have to, you know, test out a restaurant, see if people like it. But ask the people that are coming to your meetings if they are happy with where you're at or if they have any other suggestions. And just go with the flow. Find a place that everybody's comfortable in, and you'll have a wonderful time, because if people are comfortable and it's convenient and they just feel like it's home for them, which is kind of what you're going for in the, as the ultimate goal, then you're going to have very productive meetings and people are going to love to come to them. Okay, that's it. Thanks.